Good day, and I want to welcome our guest, Dylan Moran, and I'm going to turn it over to Pat Kane right now.
Good morning. How's everybody today?
Dylan, I'm doing great. Thanks, Pat. Good.
Hey, I want to kick this off, and, you know, I really, you know, appreciate, you know, your answers here to help inform the voters out there. We've got an important election coming up on Tuesday, November 5th, and I hope all of these pieces are helpful to for the voter to understand what's going on. And here's some, we'll talk about maybe six or seven different issues, but the first one I'd really like to talk to, which has been kind of staggering. It's a big number. It's a controversial number. There's been a lot of, I think, half-truth talked about it, but tell me what's going on with this whole idea about water connections fees. What are they? How much is this costing the city's taxpayers? And what will you do differently?
Well, I appreciate the question because as I've been walking and speaking with members of the community, I don't think there is a single issue that gets such unanimity in response, and that's the connection fees. And so for the listener, if they're not educated or they don't quite understand what the term is, it's a common funding mechanism that allows communities to take money from development and invest it in your infrastructure. And the concept is simple. We as a community, we own our water system. If you want to build in Saratoga, you're going to sell your property for a lot more than you will in any other surrounding community. Mm-hmm. And you can't sell it until you connect to our water. So there's value. You as a builder are gaining value. They have no problem paying for wood. They have no problem paying for windows. Why shouldn't they have a problem paying for water? Mm-hmm. And so it's a simple concept. So what we had was a previously existing process. Maybe the law wasn't written as well as it could have been or been as specific as it needed to be in terms of where we could apply those funds, but we collected that money for a very long time. I think it was from 92 to 2013 directly from the developer. It's like buying, like I said, any other commodity that goes into building a home or a condo or an apartment building. It's a cost of doing business. And to not collect it, I'd use the term welfare. So we've had corporate welfare in the amount of millions and millions of dollars where we're allowing building to go on because of a choice that Skip Scirocco made that said it's more appropriate for the citizens to pay for the burden of development than it is to have the developers pay. So, yeah, I know. It's a good concept. They are using the city website to say the connection fees are illegal, and the choice that they made to get rid of connection fees was an appropriate one. And I'll just very quickly talk through all those issues. 2013, Skip Scirocco, in that time frame, was found to be selectively applying the connection fees to certain developers and not to others. When the ones that he wasn't a fan of found out they were paying that someone else wasn't, they sued the city. The city made the choice at the time to get rid of the fees to sort of protect their interests. I can sort of understand that decision, but I can't understand the next one, which was they then implemented a fee on all of us.
Right.
So, yeah. And as I said, they're currently using the city website to tell the public that connection fees are illegal and unconstitutional. I'm here to say they are appropriate. They're entirely legal. They're used all throughout the state. Community as close as Clifton Park has them. And Saratoga, the fastest growing community in upstate New York, where everybody wants to build, we're not doing it. And it's wrong.
Will you, along with the city council, try to implement a new fee?
It will require the participation of the rest of the members of city council. And I would just say that I will be advocating for it, and I will hold everyone on the city council accountable for their vote.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.